tickets to see the band AJR if you can guess the state. 790-792-6278. AJR is playing the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland May 13th. Tickets are on sale Friday morning. 790-792-6278. If you think you can guess the state. Now, if you're really thinking, oh God, there are 50 states, how could I possibly guess? Then maybe you shouldn't call because you don't listen enough to understand how this game works.
But there's always one obvious one.
Yes. Although recently with the whole meth, we're on it campaign in South Dakota, we may have to include them. Did you see that?
No.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Amazing.
That's the campaign. They're having a meth problem, which is a serious thing. I mean, and actually in Maine, it's becoming a problem, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we already know about the opioid crisis, but now meth is like having a resurgence or something. But in South Dakota, it's a real problem. And they paid, like $500,000 to
$1.4 million, Blake.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So they paid over $1 million to some company to come up with a slogan to get people talking about it. And it's a bunch of pictures of concerned citizens, and it says, meth, I'm on it.
Yeah.
And then it has the outline of South Dakota, meth, we're on it.
Right.
Oh, my.
It's a farmer, like, okay, I'm on it.
Right. It's not supposed to, and I think they mean it as like, I'm on the task.
Yeah. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
It looks like it's like, yep, everybody's on meth.
Right.
It's the
cool thing to do, guys.
And it went viral, and now they're saying, no, we stand by it. We're going to keep that campaign going. We're not shutting that campaign down. We're on it.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. They don't have meth mouth yet, so.
They will.
I know.
You know why?
For the next campaign.
They're on it.
They're on it.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jen.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
I'm hoping you listen to our show on the reg.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that some slang I just made up?
I know, and I knew what it meant, but I don't think Todd did.
On the reg.
Well,
on the regular.
I did sort of know, but I thought it was what the cool kids are saying now. So.
All right. I'm going to give you the headline, and you tell us if you can. Oops, hold on, wrong button. Guess the state. I just assumed you were getting it right, so I had the button on the ding. Okay, here you go. A win a baby contest has turned a couple into parents on a radio station in guess what state?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very unusual contest.
It is.
Wow.
One our lawyers would not let us do. We tried.
No?
Try to give away a baby.
Where do you get the baby to give away?
Say maybe Florida.
Florida. Ooh, final answer, Florida.
I wouldn't have gone there, but now that you're saying it.
Huh. Yeah.
Win a baby.
Final answer.
In Florida. Balances out the old people stats.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right!
Yes!
Yes! And you got tickets to AJR before they go on sale. They're playing Cross Insurance Arena right here in Portland on May 13th. Tickets are on sale Friday, 10 a.m., waterfrontconcerts.com. Good job!
Awesome, thank
you. Good job. We got to get your info. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me fill in some details on the story.
Please.
Okay, because Todd's like...
I mean, how do people get away with that?
Yeah.
They won't even let me kayak.
Where do you get the...
You have to pick up the baby within 30 days, and they'll have it for you.
Bring your ID.
Yep, bring your ID. Yeah.
And a car seat.
No, this is one of those things that I think is actually a really amazing contest, a really powerful thing to do, but our company would freak out because our lawyers run the company, and they don't let us do anything fun. The contest was hosted by B1039. And it offers a woman a chance to receive a free round of in vitro fertilization.
Oh, wow.
And all the medication.
That's worth a lot of dough.
Right, like what, like 30, 40,000?
I was going to say over 20 grand, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's incredible.
That's
a lot of money, yeah. So the sweepstakes call for you, they had videos explaining why they'd be a great mom, and they put it online. I mean, kind of like we do with a lot of contests that we do.
Right.
You know, like we did like the show us your kid's first day photo and everything. And then you win like a back to school gift certificate or something. But they were giving away a baby. And and I guess the winner has now given birth.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. So she has a child. It's pretty amazing. It
says
IVF costs on average roughly
$20,000. Right.
Cycle is often not covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Either have to take on considerable debt or,
And sometimes it doesn't even take either.
Right.
Oh,
so then
yeah.
you got to do another
friends
cycle.
That have done
right.
it over I mean, and over again. And
sure.
then they had a $1 million baby because he was born premature.
Yeah.
He was
wow.
in NICU for 3 months at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles.
Wow.
It was
wow.
literally a $1 million baby.
That's
Luckily,
incredible.
Dad worked for Disney. So very good insurance at the time.
Boy.
I love how
powerful.
Eva manages to drop in a plug. Like,
or what?
Talk about an L.A. name drop. Oh, my God.
What?
That was so L.A., that Cedar story.
Cedars-Sinai.
Right? It was at Cedars-Sinai, but luckily Dad worked for Disney. Great insurance. So they could afford it. It was a $1 million baby, but thank God for Disney. By the way, Disney Plus, now available on your smartphone.
Don't make me laugh. Wow. I'm on the verge of coughing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Forget a $1 million baby. He was going to have a $1 million lunch after that plug. Yeah, so they had the baby. They had the baby. Welcome their son, Garrett Campbell Rivera.
Oh, I love that name.
Yeah.
You guys just give out tickets. I mean,
I know, right?
It's kind of lame.
I know.
You guys gotta step up your
we
game.
We don't even
a little
give
bit.
Out diapers.
You know, there's going to be an emergency marketing department meeting after this. Go, okay. You know, like, we've given away some cool promotions,
right.
but yeah. We gave away a clean house for a year, they gave away a baby for life.
Yeah.